Ranger's Apprentice. Book 7, Erak's Ransom. Written by John Flanagan and read by William Zappa.
As the sentry relaxed again, the dark figure slid the last few meters to the shelter of the table. Rising slowly to a crouching position, the intruder studied the situation. The sentry, after his shuffling and stamping, had moved a few meters further away from the table, but not enough to cause a problem. There was a long leather thong knotted around the intruder's waist. Now, untied, it could be seen to be a sling with a soft leather pouch at its center. A smooth, heavy stone went into the pouch, and the figure rose a little, beginning to swing the simple weapon in a wide, slow circle, using a minimal wrist movement and gradually building up speed. The sentry became aware of a foreign sound in the night. It began as a deep-throated, almost inaudible hum, and slowly grew higher in pitch. The change was so gradual that he wasn't sure at what point he became aware of it. It sounded like an insect of some sort, he thought. A giant bee, perhaps. It was difficult to detect the direction the sound was coming from. Then a memory stirred. One of the other sentries had mentioned a similar sound some days previously. He'd said it was clang! An unseen missile smashed into the head of his spear. The force of the impact snatched the weapon from his loose grasp, sending it cartwheeling away from him. His hand dropped instinctively to the hilt of his sword, and he had it half-drawn when a slim figure rose from behind the table to his left. The cry of alarm froze in his throat as the intruder pushed back the dark cowl that had concealed a mass of blonde hair. "Relax, it's only me," she said, the amusement obvious in her voice. Even in the dark, even at 30 meters distance, the laughing voice and the distinctive blonde hair marked her as Cassandra, Crown Princess of Araluen.